He himself took our infirmities, and bore our sicknesses. Jesus took my infirmities, and bore my sicknesses. Matthew 8:17, by the blows that cut into him I was healed. 1 Peter 2:24, surely he has borne my griefs and sickness, and carried my sorrows and pains. He was wounded for my transgressions, he was bruised for my iniquities, the chastisement for my well-being and peace was upon him, and by the blows that cut into him, I am healed. Isaiah 53:4-5. He sent his word and healed me, and delivered me from my destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Psalm 107:20-21, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord forgives all my iniquities and heals all my diseases. He redeems my life from destruction. He has mercy on me. He satisfies me with good things. He renews my youth. Bless the Lord. Psalm 103:1-5. He is the Lord who heals me. Exodus 15:26, declarations which can be made when we meet the conditions I speak to the mountain of sickness and disease, be removed and cast away from me. I do not doubt in my heart but believe that those things I say shall come to pass, and I shall have what I say. Mark 11:23, a believer has laid hands on me and I shall recover. Mark 16:18, I have called for the elders of the church, and they have prayed over me, anointing me with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will heal and save me from sickness, and the Lord will raise me up. If I have committed sins, I will be forgiven. James 5:15, I confess my trespasses to one another, and pray for one another, that I may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. James 5:16, I diligently heed to the voice of the Lord my God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. God will put none of the diseases on me which he has brought on the people of the world. Exodus 15:26, I give attention to God's words. I incline my ear to his sayings. I do not let them depart from my eyes, I keep them in the midst of my heart. For I have found them, and they are life to me, and health to all my flesh. Proverbs 4:20-22, revelations of Christ on this issue how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:38, Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them. Matthew 9:35-36, Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today and forever. Hebrews 13:8, I am the Lord who heals you. Exodus 15:26, I am willing, be cleansed. Matthew 8:3, I will come and heal him. Matthew 8:7, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Matthew 8:12, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Matthew 8:13, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases among the people. Matthew 4:23, and when Jesus went out he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them, and healed their sick. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:15-16.